Land of the Contracting Economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's not as if this came out of nowhere. Japanese analysts had predicted a big drop. But it's important to note that the world's second biggest economy hasn't seen this kind of decrease in its gross domestic product, GDP, in 35 years, since the oil emergencies of 1974. Its October to December GDP fell at an annual pace of 12.7%. That decline far outpaces the 3.8% drop in the United States and 1.2% drop in the Eurozone. The finance minister in Japan is having problems himself. He denied today that he had been drunk at a G7 news conference over the weekend. The opposition demands that he be fired. Standard & Poor's forecasts South Korea's economy will contract by about 3.5% this year. Asian markets today? Now, you guessed it, down. Japan and Hong Kong indices fell less than 0.5%. Europe's down under 1% as well. And markets stateside are closed for President's Day. The number of job losses piling up, states are being inundated with unemployment claims. In Nevada, the unemployment call center is staying open today, a federal holiday, to avoid a huge backlog. Danielle Carson reports.
Nevada is feeling the pain, with unemployment claims jumping to a whopping 100,000 every week.
A lot of time people will get busy signals when they're calling because our lines are so jam-packed. People aren't able to get through, and to close just causes even more of a backup.
May Worthy is with Nevada's Department of Unemployment Training and Rehabilitation. She says the call center is logging about 25,000 calls a week, up from 17,000 just a few months ago. Nevada, like other states, blames the housing bust and Wall Street meltdown.
In the beginning, we were seeing the majority of the layoffs happening in construction-related, mortgage-related types of industry. Now it's just non-discriminate.
Today's unemployment hotspots are all over the map. Michigan and Rhode Island top the list at 10%. California and Nevada, 9%. Nationally, more than 4.5 million workers are receiving unemployment checks. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
A lot of those jobs going overseas. The 2009 Outsourcing World Summit kicks off today near San Diego. It's a chance for hard-pressed American businesses to explore that idea of finding cheaper labor outside of the United States, but it's also a time to re-examine whether outsourcing is really worth it. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
If your job hasn't been downsized, it turns out you can worry less these days that it might be outsourced. Globalization has gone haywire lately, with foreign exchange rates and labor costs turning upside down. And Forrester Research's Christine Ferruzzi-Ross says corporate bosses are asking a question that could be key to your future.
What's the break point at which it financially makes sense to go offshore? 6 months ago, it was, say, 15% cheaper and worth going. Maybe now they're saying it's not so much.
You heard that right. The economic downturn is making American workers more cost competitive with those cheap labor overseas call centers and back office alternatives. Suddenly, it seems we're becoming just as cheap to hire when you figure in the overhead for phone lines and other outsourcing expenses.
As our unemployment rate in the U.S. goes up, there's more opportunity to get resources at a cost that maybe you wouldn't have been able to get them before.
Ross doesn't expect to see the offshore labor market contract. U.S. labor costs will eventually rise again, and so, she says, will outsourcing demand. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
I'm sure you've heard the old song, Take Me Out to Wall Street? No? All right, there is no such song. But when the economy throws us a curveball, some people think baseball.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now. Alan, Team Obama has its hands full with so-called bad, bad Wall Street and all its greed and giant compensation packages. You'd figure they'd keep their distance, right?
Right, but it's the same way the Yankees are dealing with A-Rod or A-Roid or whatever I'm supposed to call him. The Yankees talk about how, you know, A-Roid has done terrible things, but you don't see them cutting his contract or trying to get rid of him because they need him. And the Obama administration, for lack of a better word, knows that it needs Wall Street.
Well, now, if this is all about knowing how important the players are and not necessarily that the players are a little shady, how does that inspire confidence in the American people now?
Well, that's the thing. I hate to say this, we sort of have to grow up. It's not a question of whether you like Wall Street. I don't particularly like Wall Street, and I've written about it most of my working life. But if you're going to have a private market that makes stuff work, well, you sort of got to put up with them, but you don't have to put up with the whole act. And at the very least, you can denounce what they're doing and maybe, you know, in terms of paying enormous amounts of money to the top people, and maybe they'll grow up some and behave.
So let me get this straight, Alan. What you're saying is it's the devil you know, or it's the baseball player you know?
Right. I mean, A-Rod is not somebody I would have picked for the Yankees, but nobody asked me. But he's what we've got. And the question is, are we better off with him or without him? It's the same thing with the financial system. We've got the financial system we've got. We ought to fix it some, but we can't go back in time, especially since the problems now come out of things that people like I and my colleagues at Fortune were yelling about back when the markets were up and nobody listened. We've got to make do with what we have and make this work, and then we can go back and fix something. Running around looking for villains is not very helpful unless you want to have the movie like Frankenstein.
Alan Sloan joining us from Fortune magazine. Alan, thanks.
Steve, you're entirely welcome.
And share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. The numbers there, podcasts. And our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, insidemarketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great President's Day on this Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.